Welcome to the SWNZ podcast, the podcast for New Zealand Star Wars fans. My name is Matt.
And my name is Christy.
Today we're going to run through a list of recent news announcements that have come across our desk in the last week and have a bit of a chat about recent local store reports. First up in the news, we thought we'd dedicate a bit of time this week to talking about the Star Wars Resistance animated series. This has started screening in New Zealand and obviously in the US as well. In total, 5 episodes have screened in the US, with the 5th episode, The High Tower, scheduled to screen in New Zealand on this coming Sunday on Sky TV at 8:25 a.m. on the Disney XD channel. There's been a little bit of confusion about the way the episodes are counted, so the most recent episode has been referred to as episode number 4 in some circles. But to quickly summarise, the first episode was in two parts, The Recruit Part 1 and 2, which screened on October the 7th in the US and a week later in New Zealand, The Triple Dark, which featured the Quarren pirate, Craig and Gore and his gang attacking the Colossus during a storm, screened 1 week after that. Fuel for the Fire is the episode starring Elijah Wood as Jace Rucklin. And the most recent episode, The High Tower, as I mentioned, is about due to screen in New Zealand, and it's just screened in the US. That'll be followed up this coming weekend by Children from Tihar in the US, and 1 week later on Sunday the 11th of November, 8:25 a.m. in the morning in New Zealand. So we're starting to get a bit of a feel for the characters from Star Wars Resistance, particularly Team Fireball, which is made up of Kazuda Ziyano, the main hero character, Jarek Jaeger and his astromech Bucket, who is basically the lead of the Team Fireball, a character with a lot of experience and a bit of a backstory that's been hinted at. He fought in the Battle of Jakku with Poe Dameron, so he's got a story arc that goes back and ties into other elements of the Star Wars, the wider Star Wars canon. Niku Vozo and Tam Rivora also make up Team Fireball. They're the ones that we've seen the most interaction from and character development. The Aces showed up a lot in the trailers and promotional material associated with the series, but we've only seen them sort of feature in one episode. It's only been one episode that really saw them racing, and there hasn't been a lot of dialogue from many of them apart from Tora Dozer, who's interacted directly with Kazuda. The other Aces are Hype Faison, Griff Halloran, and Freya Fenris, so it'll be interesting to see them a little bit more brought into the stories over time. We've also just more recently been introduced to Captain Dozer, the father of Tora Dozer, who runs the Colossus base. And we've seen evidence of Major Von Reg, who is a ace Imperial pilot that wears the red armor and red flight suit. He's got an action figure coming out, which looks quite cool. And he's going to be one of the key First Order characters. And we'll see how his role develops over the next little while as well.
Now that we've seen a few episodes of the series, we're starting to get a feel for the tone. In one of the earlier Star Wars show episodes, they spoke about how this series has a slightly more comedic tone than we might have seen in the earlier Star Wars animated series.
Yeah, it was one of the animators who straight up said that, I think he actually used the word comedy, he referred to it as a comedy, and it's not a sitcom per se or anything, but it definitely has a lighter tone in terms of the events and the dialogue.
Particularly Kazuda's movements. He uses his arms a lot. It has that sort of almost slapstick element to it, the way that he runs when he's panicked or the way that he reacts around people, his facial expressions, and particularly his friend on the team, Niku, who kind of has an interesting way of looking at things. He takes things literally, which results in some quite humorous misunderstandings, where he takes something literally and misunderstands what was intended, so chaos ensues and things like that. There is a lot of physical humor, particularly with Kaz being distracted or clumsy or just things going wrong. And so,
naive.
Yeah, so you can sort of see the real sort of comedy elements coming through. Now, when we look at the other animated series like The Clone Wars and Rebels, the main characters in these were slightly younger. Certainly Ahsoka in The Clone Wars and Ezra in Rebels were younger. So we saw a slightly lighter tone at the start of those series before they progressed to very somber, serious endings, really. They were both sort of in wartime. We had main characters dying. But considering that they have outright said that this is a comedically toned animated series, it'll be interesting to see once we start to have a little bit more story development whether they will actually move towards that as they've done in the past or try and keep this as a slightly more comedic based show, because we are a little bit more removed from the actual war. They're not on the front lines, and it's a much more sort of tighter written core crew. Like, the Team Fireball is all, they're interacting with each other. And the Aces that we saw in the advertising are sort of the celebrities. They live separate to the rest of the teams. They're not somebody that they, that the other people interact with. They're kind of special and they get their separate headquarters and things like that. So it'll be really interesting to see how that tone progresses or stays the same throughout it. And it's certainly not as childish or simple that people feared based on the slightly sort of less detailed animation style. It is still interesting. There's still enough recognizable Star Wars elements. And I feel generally interested to see where the story is going to go.
Well, there's other animated series that have taken place in the recent past and that are coming up. The Lego series, for instance, the animated series in the style of the Lego minifigures, they are straight up comedy, and there's a challenge there that you can't fit a lot of those aspects into the true canon continuity. But we're seeing the canon, the continuity, in the place where Resistance fits into the bigger picture start to develop with the more recent episodes. In particular, obviously, it was set up in the first episode with Kazuda's recruitment by Poe Dameron and a little bit of exposition associated with that. But I think in the more recent episodes, particularly the one that's coming up now, we are starting to see where the Colossus fits into the bigger galactic picture. And I've got the strong feeling that a bigger story arc, rather than the events that are just happening on the base, is going to start to unfold. And I'm not sure over how many episodes that may actually take place, or at this point we don't even know how many series we're looking at. So there's still quite a few unknowns in terms of at what rate the story's going to unfold, or how tightly connected the events that are taking place on the Colossus are going to tie into the First Order or the Starkiller base aspects of the wider continuity.
The another thing about the comedic tone is that this is set before Force Awakens, so we haven't seen the devastation of Starkiller base destroying the New Republic homeworlds. So putting it in this kind of full war might not have fully broken out yet time period puts it in. Obviously, the First Order is an imposing threat, but it hasn't grown into the magnitude.
It's only just coming out of the shadows. Just coming out of the shadows. I don't think it's truly visible. I mean, obviously, the Resistance exists, hence the name, but it hasn't had to come into full-blown conflict. Now, there's been obviously some battles, some degrees of battles, firefights between starfighters. We saw that in the first episode, but I don't think that the level of conflict that we're seeing in The Force Awakens has really started to flare up just yet. So yeah, you're right. The galaxy has been probably enjoying a degree of peace under the leadership of the Republic as it stands at that point in time. And yeah, it's not quite the level of conflict that we see in the original trilogy or even the Clone Wars and the Clone Wars related stories.
I am really pleased to see that Resistance is screening locally and not too long after it is in the US. There wasn't a lot of information prior to its premiere about international availability, so it's great for Star Wars fans that we're not left waiting too long to catch up on the episodes after they've premiered in the US.
Yeah, so just to reiterate that, the most recent episode that has screened in the US, The Hightower, will show up in New Zealand this weekend on Sunday, 8:25 a.m. The subsequent episode, The Children from Tihā, will screen in the US this weekend, but show up in New Zealand 1 week later. So we have settled into that routine of 1 week's delay only. There was a little bit of, I think I've already mentioned this more than once probably, a little bit of a feeling of a lag between the US broadcast and the New Zealand broadcast early on, but that really only stemmed from the fact that a bundle of episodes screened on the Disney Now streaming service in advance of the actual US Disney broadcast schedule. But we have been sticking to a New Zealand schedule, which is only 1 week beyond the US schedule, and it looks like that's going to pan out for the rest of the season. Speaking of other Star Wars animated series, particularly those that are of a comedic nature, I did just touch on the Lego Star Wars All-Stars series, which has just been announced. They went into a little more detail about this on the most recent episode of the Star Wars show this week. I think they replayed the trailer that has screened independently, or a shortened version of the trailer. So the Lego Star Wars All-Stars has a number of shorts that are going to broadcast and show up on YouTube over the next little while. Episodes of different lengths featuring characters from across the whole range of the continuity, as far as I can tell. The Lego stories aren't generally considered canon. They fit into the basic timeline, but they make use of characters in a way that is just for fun rather than really trying to explain story arcs.
Things don't really get blown up, they just get disassembled into Lego pieces. So they play on that sort of aspect of the Lego, and you don't really see characters die. You see this new series contains characters like Mace Windu, Han Solo, Rey and Kylo, Vader. So it'll be interesting to see how they put together all these little episodic stories.
So Lego Star Wars All-Stars, it's comprised of 8 shorts. I think they're about 3 minutes each, and to be followed by 4 half-hour episodes. They have debuted on Disney XD and the Disney XD YouTube channel in the US already, October the 29th. The YouTube channel appears to be geo-locked to that country only, so without trying to get around to that geo-locking, we cannot view it on the Disney XD YouTube channel, unfortunately, which is a little bit disappointing when we've just been talking about Star Wars Resistance only being with 1 week delay. I have heard online that the UK is going to be able to see these, but not until January of next year. That is a significant delay. We may get it around that time in some form or another. 5 shorts have been delivered daily since the week starting on Monday, October the 29th, through to this Friday of this week, culminating in a compilation special highlighting 3 additional shorts over the weekend of November the 10th. Following the debut of the shorts, 4 half-hour episodes will premiere in the US on Saturdays from November 17th to December the 8th. But like I say, at this point, they don't seem to be releasing them in a way that we can watch them in New Zealand, unfortunately. And I dare to say, obviously, we're disappointed in that. I'm sure we're not the only ones. And it's not clear if those are going to be available through other legitimate sources on the internet just at this point. So we'll have to wait and see.
They're obviously not part of continuity, so it won't be like you're missing essential Star Wars stories. But it is still slightly frustrating and disappointing for fans who just like to absorb all the Star Wars content that's available out there.
Keep up with it in real time, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Freemaker Adventures, which came out, when was it? Was it last year or was it earlier this year? I forget already. I mean, they were lighthearted and appeared to be of this sort of tone. But they were worth watching just for a bit of diversion. The content in those was humorous and not canon, but the story arcs were actually reasonably well developed, and there was a bigger story arc between the episodes as well as within the episodes, so I considered that worth watching.
I particularly like some of the story elements they used in that.
In the Freemaker.
Like the Kyber crystals and being able to force sense them, and then later on they touched on the idea of force builders, Jedi that use the force to build structures and things like that, and just sort of elements that hadn't really been explored in some of the other animated series that we'd seen at that point. So obviously the Lego Star Wars All-Stars is not going to be expanding on lore concepts. It's going to be much more simpler, tied to the characters that we know. But I am still keen to check them out if and when they're available in New Zealand.
The animation is generally visually clever and entertaining just from a straight up visual impact point of view. I'll have seen those. So they did touch on that Lego Star Wars All-Stars show on the Star Wars show. Also on the Star Wars show, they talked about General Grievous now being available in Battlefront 2. And they showed some video footage from the game, including his abilities and movement abilities and so forth. And also in the Star Wars show, we had a quick look at the most recent action figures to be announced and coming out in the Hasbro Black series. There will be a Padme Amidala in her Episode 2 arena outfit and a Episode 2 Mace Windu with removable cloak, like a fabric cloak that he's got there, and 2 new characters in the Vintage Collection, Chewbacca and Poe Dameron, both with the new paint application technology, which makes for a significant upgrade in terms of the way the paint is applied to the face in particular, with much more precision and graduation of textures and so forth. Also on the Star Wars show, they talked about the Star Wars Fan Awards voting, which is coming up very soon. Voting will be open on November the 2nd to the 13th US time, so that is this weekend New Zealand time. submissions for the Star Wars Fan Awards were open to New Zealand, so we're presuming that the voting will also be open to New Zealand. You can actually vote once per day, so voting is limited to one vote per person per audience choice finalist per day, and that opens this weekend. We haven't seen the whole list of finalists. Presumably that will be available when the voting opens up. In fact, it may well be open at the point in time where you are listening to this podcast, so go on to starwars.com and have a look there. And with a bit of luck, they'll actually declare the location of the entrance with other details about the actual entrance. So if you see New Zealand entrance there, support them. And we'll probably be able to talk about that a little bit more as that voting pans out and winners are announced down the line. There's four categories in the Star Wars Fan Awards: short videos, 15 seconds maximum, long videos of 5 minutes maximum, photos and visual arts. That's quite a fun new concept that Star Wars, the official StarWars.com website's come up with, and hopefully it's something that they persist with in subsequent years. Also on the Star Wars YouTube channel, the final installment of the Our Star Wars Stories digital series has screened, Episode 5. Jordan Hembrough talks to the Perales family of four, based in Anaheim, US, whose main way of celebrating the fandom is through cosplay, which they do as a family.
I've been following this family on social media for a number of years, and I've always been really impressed with their enjoyment of the costuming hobby. They put together the crew of the Ghost, so the dad dresses up as Kanan, the son is Ezra, the daughter is Sabine, and the mom as Hera. And it's really neat to see a family coming together and really enjoying their love of Star Wars and sharing that all together. They are members of the Saber Guild, they all practice lightsaber fighting techniques, even the kids. It's really neat to see parents sharing that love and having an activity that the whole family does together, certainly as parents ourselves.
Well, they attend conventions in costume together, which is something we can personally relate to, having been attending conventions in costumes ourselves for many, many years, including with our daughter since she was 3 years of age. It was the first time that she dressed up in her Jedi Padawan costume with us, and she's grown rapidly through many costumes since that point in time.
So it's definitely worth checking out that video to hear their story about how they bring that joy of Star Wars into their life.
That was Episode 5, the final. They've described it as being the final in this series, which leaves the door open for additional series down the line. Moving on from those official news, on the SWNZ website, we've added in another installment in the New Zealand collectibles section. We've taken a look at another story from the New Zealand Women's Weekly comics that were available in New Zealand in the late 70s and early 80s. We've taken a look at the seventh story that was published within the New Zealand Women's Weekly magazine entitled As Long As We Live. We'll put a link to that where you can take a look at some of the pages that make up that story arc. There will be a link below. And we've also covered the New Zealand Women's Weekly, the story behind the stories, in significant detail a number of times in the past, including an index article that takes a look at all of the stories and the weeks that they were first published and so forth in an index format. We'll put a link for that below. So if you remember these New Zealand Women's Weekly Star Wars comics with their famously recognisable pink borders and enjoyed them historically, or want to go back and check those if you're not familiar with them, check out our articles on those topics. Moving on to store reports. First on the list, just fresh off the press in the last few days, New Zealand Mint has released three in total, Stormtrooper coins. 1 ounce silver and a 1 ounce gold, featuring a design of full-length Stormtroopers in a group, and a 1/4 ounce gold coin with a closer-up representation of the Stormtroopers. They're all available now on the website, and there are links on the SWNZ coverage of that. And also from New Zealand Mint is a silver foil Darth Vader Christmas card, which is a little bit of a new thing for them. They've been doing silver foil poster representations, but this Christmas card features original art of Darth Vader in a bit of a celebratory holiday season mood, and that is available in a presentation pack that is basically a greeting card, a Christmas card. So if you're interested in those silver foil type products from New Zealand Mint, take a look at that product. The store reports, Star Wars Skateboards by Penny Skateboards will be available shortly from Mighty Ape. They're available now for pre-order. They'll be coming out at the end of November. Two different sizes available, 22-inch and 27-inch decks, priced at $179 and $199 respectively, with four different original trilogy characters represented on the underside of the decks: Darth Vader, Stormtrooper, Boba Fett, and R2-D2, spread across those two different deck sizes. Also at Mighty Ape, the range of Star Wars vinyl 2-packs has been growing. They now currently have listed 6 different 2-packs available either as in stock or for pre-order to be released very, very soon. They're Jabba the Hutt with Salacious Crumb, Luke Skywalker with Princess Leia, Han Solo with Greedo, a solo Star Wars Story era version of Han Solo with Lando Calrissian, Darth Vader and Stormtrooper, and a Last Jedi version of Rey and Kylo.
These figures are done by the well-known Funko company, but they are a different style to the traditional pop vinyl figures. But they're super cute, and I'm really excited to see them branching into some different styles of collectibles.
They're about the same height, 3.75 inches, but yeah, they're not bobbleheads per se. They have a little more detail on their face and paint application, don't they?
But at a similar price point, around $35 for a 2-pack, they make that's a little bit cheaper than the average Funko.
So per figure they are cheaper, but they only come in 2-packs at this point. Also on SWZ in the store reports, we've taken a look at the growing range of Star Wars stationery available at Cotton On. Quite a long list of options available here, too long to list now, but do go to our website and check them out. They have a number of different A4 and A5 sized notebooks with a variety of different graphics to choose from. I quite like the one based on Astromech action figures on one of the notebooks. They also have a couple of different pens with electronic voice features and a desk set that includes paper clips and so forth, all Star Wars themed. So that range of Star Wars products is definitely growing at Cotton On. Jumping back to Mighty Ape, the Star Wars barbecue from Gasmate, which we have seen historically before, has been brought back into stock in time for summer in New Zealand. This is a portable tabletop gas-powered barbecue that features Darth Vader TIE Fighter styling. It's in black with solar panel-type wings and Star Wars themed features on the dials and on the grill and so forth. Priced at $499.99 at Mighty Ape now. Gasmate has quite a good reputation for quality products, and so this is a licensed Star Wars product, and that price is cheaper than it has originally been listed elsewhere. That's about it for this week, so I guess we're done doing talking. Thanks for listening in once again. Stay tuned to our website, swz.co.nz, for Star Wars news for New Zealanders. And keep an eye out for our next weekly podcast episode. Follow our Facebook page and social media and chat with other fans in the Star Wars New Zealand Facebook group and website forums at swzforums.co.nz. Thank you for listening.
May the Force be with you.